Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 5th of October, recording at, it looks like, 6:41 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Doesn't feel like it outside, though, does it? Well, first the highlights here, and this is potentially quite important. We're seeing some more downward dynamics on stock markets. We had the small ones on Wall Street last night. I think I mentioned in last night's audio, and I've mentioned in the last 2 days' audio, that I was getting nervous. The risks were rising. People seem so ebullient, and number of trends are accelerating upwards. Well, we've got some serious hits today. Now, you want to check these out if you're interested in stock markets. Look in the chart library at the evidence. But a massive downside hit in the Australian index, down 2.16%. That's a big dynamic. I know that these markets have been able to recover well from previous setbacks, but it hasn't quite seen a confidence-knocking hit like this so far, and that is a lead market, a very important lead market. So the practical conclusion is to say we've seen a top of at least near-term significance, more likely medium-term. Now, a number of patterns are similar patterns are shown in the resources sector. We've seen a big hit, for instance, in the in the Canadian stock market today. Check that one out. Also, last night we had key day reversals. I think I mentioned one of these in Brazil and Argentina. I think I mentioned it yesterday. And they've had some big downside follow through here today. Brazil down 2.5 points. I beg your pardon, 2.5% as I speak. Now, these markets had terrific runs on the upside, so it's hardly surprising, but the nature of the setbacks is a bit worrying here. What else to mention? Europe, we've seen now the other most other Asian markets held up reasonably well. Hang Seng was a bit soft, but that was backing away from some resistance up at the 15,500 level. Japan didn't do too badly, although I'll be surprised if I'm not stopped out of my Nikkei long position because my in-the-money stop is really quite tight here and not wanting to risk much profit erosion. And biggest hits in Europe here today, well, 1.5% nearly on the S&P MIB, that's the Italian market. Next biggest looks like DAX, down 1.34%. Dow Jones Stocks Index for Europe and the FTSE 100 and the French CAC all coming in at 1.2% down on the day. Those are the biggest declines. And Wall Street's not looking happy here right now, off the lows, but we're still down 47 on the Dow, 7 on the S&P, and 16 on the NASDAQ. So this has all the earmarks of a bona fide correction, which again, I emphasize, is not all that surprising given the gains that we have seen. Is it just a correction within the uptrends, or is it more serious? Well, the risks are greater. The risks are greater than on the previous corrections because markets had moved just that much higher and investors had become just that much more euphoric. So could be a little bit longer than anybody has been forecasting recently. As a matter of fact, Owen was making the point today in a conversation that bears have really been pretty thin on the ground recently, haven't they, except for the congenital bears. Okay, what else have we got to mention? Bonds, predictably a bit firmer in here against this background. I will, if we do get a medium-term correction in here, I will want to short bonds. But not at these levels. I would expect them to rally further up. I'm talking about government bonds now, and that would provide some short selling opportunities. Now, other areas of interest, precious metals, I've been a bit concerned about knock-on shakeout because they had done so well, but you know the patterns are so good in this area, so I think maybe we've shake out a few positions as people take a more cautious stance. But I'm happy to hang in here on my my precious metals positions. And as I speak, silver closed now. Not a bad day. Up 5. Closed at four. Beg your pardon. 7:47.8 on the December contract, and the low was 11.5 cents lower on the day. So that's a good performance. That silver is my biggest position. I think silver is going to $8, and that's just a pause point for $10. Don't hold me to when, but I'll be very disappointed if I don't see it next year, and we could easily see the $8 a lot sooner. But you know, I'm talking with a very big long position there. Now, so you have to allow for that. Gold, unchanged here on the day, has been lower, so that's not a bad performance. Platinum pushed back up, not bad, closing 2 off the high, but up 3.5 on the day, 922. I own all of those, so that's not bad, not a bad performance in here in what was a nervous day. Now, I will add though that if Wall Street gets thumped in here for the rest of the week, I would not be the least surprised to see some further profit taking in the precious metals. Now, crude oil 63.15. It is leaning on some support down here. It looks a little bit toppy in the short term. Just to put that into perspective, looks a little bit toppy in within the long term upward trend. But there's an awful lot of effort here to jawbone oil lower, and we've been seeing that over the last few days, and it's having some effect. So, hardly surprising at a time when we do not have a backwardation, as I've emphasized before, when we don't have a backwardation, it's hard for the new highs to hold. So, the last one being up at 70. And so, we get these corrections within the uptrend, but we could see more of the speculative element come out of the oil market. And I think that most governments would like to encourage just such a move. Of course, that will, all things being equal, once they come out and some of them go short, that will then set oil up for quite probably another big rally. And natural gas, my favorite of the energy contracts, that's the one I'm most bullish of overall, of the petroleum-related contracts. Firm in here, I'd love to see natural gas come back a little lower and provide another cheap buying opportunity. But of course, natural gas does not care what I want, so it may not oblige. And those are the highlights, folks. So have a good evening, and more drama tomorrow, no doubt. All the best.